Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in the amazing South Sound. Brought to you by Dr. Jennifer Penrose, owner of Penrose & Associates Physical Therapy.
Welcome to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast. So I am Dr. Jennifer Penrose, and today I am going to talk about 10 plus natural ways to decrease inflammation. I picked this topic because the majority of patients that come into my office are here because they have pain and there is inflammation somewhere, more than likely. And many times people can't take ibuprofen or don't want to, or other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, otherwise referred to as NSAIDs for short. So we're going to talk about things you can do to help decrease inflammation. And maybe you're wondering, like, why is that so important? Well, until we can calm down the inflammation, we really can't make progress with moving your body as well. So getting your range of motion and mobility back and your strength and tolerating load through the arms, the legs, the spine, whatever area is bothering you, we need to calm down the inflammation first. In fact, after surgery, inflammation, if we can't get that down, it really hinders someone's progress. It just takes them longer to be feeling better and moving better. So inflammation is something we deal with every day here. And I think it's important that you understand what it is and then some natural ways that you can help with inflammation. So first off, let's kind of define it a little bit. During an injury, harmful organisms such as bacteria or viruses may enter the body. When the immune system detects this, it'll activate a biological response to fight and remove them. So our blood capillaries will expand. It'll increase blood flow to bring in the immune cells such as the neutrophils, the monocytes, antibodies, protein, and other fluids to the injury site. So of course, this causes inflammation and swelling. This protects and repairs the damaged tissues. So it kickstarts the healing process. So the takeaway here is that it's normal for short term and to allow the healing process to start. So yes, we really do need inflammation to initiate healing. You need that process to happen. Here's a nice quote from an article. Although inflammation has historically been viewed as detrimental for recovery from exercise, it is now generally accepted that inflammatory responses, if tightly regulated, are integral to muscle repair and regeneration, end quote. It's from Peak and Neubauer in 2017. And so I think the key there is it is very important for repair of the tissues to have this response. But notice it said if tightly regulated. So we do want to make sure it doesn't get out of control. In physical therapy, like I mentioned, it is what determines how quickly we get you to feel better and progress your strength and motion. So really the best thing you can do, ice is your friend. And a lot of people don't like ice. They don't like to be cold. I don't know, wrap yourself up in a warm electric blanket, drink some hot tea. That can help ease off the feeling cold to the core, I think is what people don't like. But the ice does really calm down the inflammation, and compression is great. Elevation is key. If it's an ankle and a knee, you really need that swelling to flush out of your system. So you need it higher than your heart. So sitting in a chair and propping your foot up on a footstool doesn't count. That's not elevation. It's propping, but it's not elevating it so that the swelling can drain downhill and get out of your leg, okay? So elevation is key to get that fluid out of there. And then after you ice, what you'll notice is then your body will send, you know, new blood flow to area to try to warm it back up. So you get like this flushing, new nutrients, new blood flow to help with healing. So kind of consider it that way, is that you're helping assist the healing process and you're not letting that inflammation get too out of control, because when the more swelling inflammation you have, it starts to irritate the nerves, more pain receptors, and you're just more miserable. So let's just cut down the misery. There are some great alternatives to ibuprofen and NSAIDs. Okay. Some people can't take those or they choose not to. And so there's some more natural ones that have been shown in the literature to be very helpful. So I'm going to walk through those as options. Okay. Number one, omegas. I know there's a lot of talk about omegas. I think most people who are concerned about heart health are on omegas, fish oil conversation. It reduces inflammation by up to 50%. And you can find that in the literature. You can go search on, you know, John Hopkins website or Mayo Clinic if you'd like. But you will definitely find that that is a great thing to take for multiple reasons, but especially for decreasing inflammation. And for me, it helps with my cholesterol. So I'm definitely taking that. Now, the important thing to really take note of, be critical, is the dosage. I've read some of the back of the bottles and I'm like, okay, to get a therapeutic dose, I'm going to have to take 12 of these gel capsules. So some of the companies are not really packaging their product very well, because I don't know about you, I'm not swallowing 12 of those. So you want between 2.6 and 5.2 grams of EPA / DHA for rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, Raynaud's, those kinds of things, if you're trying to make an impact on inflammation, okay? And so it might have things listed in milligrams, so then you just need to kind of convert the math there. I really like the Nutrimetrics brand, the Heart Health Omega. That's what I take. It has 50% EPA, DHA, so 450 milligrams of EPA and 300 milligrams DHA to give a total of 750 milligrams in one gel cap. Okay. So you would take four of those daily, you know, so you take two in the morning, two in the evening. That's what I end up doing to make a difference on the inflammation aspect. Okay. And certainly would help with cholesterol as well. So just make sure you're reading those labels and make sure you're getting the highest purity, molecularly distilled. That's why I really like the one that I take, the Nutrimetrics Heart Health Omegas. And that, I have a link to that store on my website. Their products are high quality. So if you go to penrosept.com and you go to services and you scroll down to wellness and click on that link, it'll take you to my Nutrimetrics website. So you can find these if you would like. Or check yours, and if it passes the test, then keep on keeping on. The next one that I would recommend for decreasing inflammation of a natural product is what's called OPC3. And there is quite a bit more research about OPCs out there, which is proanthocyanins, which are a plant-based product, okay? So it's basically a high-quality bioflavonoid made from bilberry, grapeseed, red wine extract. And then this particular one that I take is pycnogenol is in it, which is pine bark extract from France. And there's a lot of clinical research actually on this one. I had a physician in as a patient and she saw the poster on my wall about pycnogenol and she was surprised. She takes that for something. And so it is one of those that is more known in the medical community as being helpful for different things. But OPC3 in a clinical trial showed a 52% reduction in CRP, which is your C-reactive protein. So it's a marker for inflammation. And those that have RA, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, the recommendation is to take 3 teaspoons daily and you take it all at once. Okay. So that's 375 milligrams of OPCs. And it's basically a powder that you add water to and drink it. And there are OPC chews available as well. And again, that's on the Nutrimetrics, my website, if you want to go there. Isotonic is the form of it. So it's powder mixed with water. And what that means is it's the same pressure. So it's the same chemical resemblance of our body's blood, plasma, and tears. All fluids in the body have a certain concentration. It's referred to as osmotic pressure. So the body's common osmotic pressure, which is isotonic, it allows for the substance to be absorbed and used more readily. So that's why having vitamins or supplements in an isotonic solution means the body doesn't have to work as hard in maximizing absorption. So the isotonic state of the suspension allows the nutrients to pass directly into the small intestine and be rapidly absorbed in the bloodstream. And so that's why I really prefer the isotonic products, because there's very little nutritional value lost. Because I'm sure you've heard, when you take vitamins, you end up peeing a lot of it out. Well, that's kind of the case with the solid vitamins. And some of those solid vitamins are filled with binders and fillers that you actually can't even break down, that GI doctors will find those whole tablets in your colon. So I have converted over most of my supplements, if I can, or vitamins, through isotonic, through Nutrimetrics. Now the fish oil, the omegas, those are a gel capsule. You can't take those isotonically. The big thing with them is just the purity of them and the dosage, that you have the right amount on those.
As a listener to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, this month we're offering a free informational Zoom meeting about the Wellness Weight Loss 8-Week Program, a program focused on eating an anti-inflammatory diet. To sign up, contact us at info@penrosept.com or call us directly at 360-456-1444. That's 360-456-1444. And now, back to the episode.
Okay, so moving on. So we talked about omegas as a natural way to decrease inflammation, and then the OPC3, and then cannabiquin is number three. And it's 10 milligrams of CBD, and you definitely would get a QR code to certificate to confirm the THC levels below 0.3. And then in it is also 500 milligrams of thymoquin. And when you add thymoquin with the CBD, it's 8 times the anti-inflammatory effect. So that is fantastic. So that's another product I stock on the shelf in my clinic. Again, it's through the Nutrimetrics website. And I really appreciate that they have just high quality products, and that this one really can help with inflammation. So if you are not allowed to take a CBD product, then you couldn't take this. So you would need to know if you have any medications that interact with that. So kind of a disclaimer there. All of these, they have on the website a bunch of articles in terms of the science behind it, and then also, you know, any interactions or contraindications to taking these items. I don't have time to go into that for all of these. The next one is curcumin, which I think several of my patients have told me that they have been taking a curcumin product. And you want to take between 500 and 1,000 milligrams of curcuminoids daily, or 200 milligrams in a teaspoon of turmeric. Okay, so that's what you're shooting for. Now, the Nutrimetrics Curcumin Extreme, the active ingredient is BCM-95, which is curcugreen. And that is 8 times more absorbable. One capsule equals 400 milligrams, and it also contains 223 milligrams of broccoli seed extract. So what is so great about this product is that it is so absorbable. Remember, we kind of talked about that with the isotonics. You really need to do your research on, when you are going to buy a product, has it been kind of clinically tested how well it's absorbed? So that is why this one does so well, okay? And then the last one listed is what's a trim tea or a trim cafe. One is a tea, one's for coffee. And basically, well trim is the ingredient in it, which is an extract from an African mango seed. And it has great evidence in the literature for helping with several things: weight loss, fat loss, lowers cholesterol, stabilizes blood sugar, and tells your brain you are full. So you get this signal that you're full. And for this topic of inflammation, it reduces CRP, which is the C-reactive protein, by 52%. So it brings down your inflammation. And you just drink one cup a day. The Trim Cafe is a little bit more expensive. So in one box of tea, you get 30 servings, so you get a month's supply, whereas the Trim Cafe, for same price, you only get 15 servings. And I've tried both. They're very delicious. My husband was actually impressed with the Trim Cafe, like how tasty it is. So that's why it's called Trim. It is helping people with fat loss and weight loss. But you're not in the bathroom or anything. You know, it's not like it's going to give you the runs or anything. I think sometimes people hear it, you know, Trim Tea, Trim Cafe, and they kind of go, huh, what's that going to do to me? Really, it kind of helps like I said, that signal to your brain that you're full. So if you're a real snacker, this might be a good thing to have in the afternoon. And it helps with weight loss and cholesterol and then reduces inflammation. So this is a really good product. We use it with our 8-week coaching class for wellness and weight loss. So great product. So that kind of summarizes some natural products that you can use to help with inflammation if you're not into ibuprofen or, you know, medications and you want more plant-based approach. So those are the ones that have more evidence and that we stock in the clinic, or you can get online penrosept.com and go to services and scroll down to wellness and it'll take you to that website and you can type any of those products. Inflammation, it's important to talk a little bit more about systemic or chronic inflammation. I think more and more people are becoming aware of this, but chronic inflammation can last months or years, even after the first trigger onset is gone. So conditions that are linked to chronic inflammation include cancer, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, Alzheimer's disease. So you do want to get a handle on if you're kind of in a systemic inflamed state. It's really honestly more about what we are eating and feeding our bodies. Foods that cause inflammation systemically, sodas, processed food, fast food, refined carbs like white pasta, white bread, that is pretty solid research that you will find. I think that you can go find that if you would like. The research is also pretty solid out there that gluten and dairy are pro-inflammatory and will cause systemic inflammation. So one thing we do in our 8-week coaching program where I coach and a staff coaches a group going through weight loss and wellness, we really want to reduce that systemic inflammation. So the first 30 days, you don't have any gluten or dairy on the program. And people are just amazed at how well they feel, their joints feel, because we've really brought down that inflammation quite drastically by eliminating dairy and gluten for 30 days. So when you are in an inflamed state systemically, it's really hard to actually lose weight. So that's another reason we do it, is it really does help people to lose the weight when they're not inflamed as well. So it's definitely a livable program, like I said. We acknowledge people are going to need to have sweets, and we teach you how to do that in a healthy way. It can't all be about deprivation, or nobody would succeed and continue with it. So we definitely are realistic with this program. And you can expect basically about 1 pound of fat loss a week. And so it's nothing drastic or unhealthy. The first week of detox, though, there'll be more than that, just depending on what kind of all the kind of junk you have in your intestines that you need to get rid of. So there is a little bit of that, but very doable. I was working full-time the first time I went through that first week, and it was fine. So it's definitely doable. I don't want to scare you with that. But it is a healthy lifestyle. It's not just this crash diet. And if you are wanting to take that next step with eating an anti-inflammatory way, you'll love this program and then all the other health benefits. It's a way of staying in fat burning mode, which is great, and it stabilizes your blood sugar, so you really don't have hangry going on, and you have more energy, better focus, and better sleep. Those are kind of all the things that people really value about the program and just how well they feel overall. Funny story, my husband, of course, I had to convince him to do it because I'm doing a lot of the cooking, and so I said, hey, I want to do this, and you know, I want to go through the program first before I introduced it in the practice with my patients, and so he's like, okay, I'll do it with you, you know. And after the first 30 days, you know, we're allowed to bring back some gluten or some dairy. And I brought back a little bit of dairy first, or we did. And then he had lunch out with some friends and they went to a pizza place. So he hadn't had any gluten in over 30 days. And like, I'm going to have some pizza today. I'm like, no big deal. He has it. He comes back home to finish work and he felt kind of awful. Like he felt tired. His face started feeling puffy. His feet were hot. He just felt lethargic. And it was like, I'm gluten sensitive. So he doesn't have an allergy to gluten, but anytime he has gluten now, his feet get hot, kind of itchy. He gets kind of little flushing of the face. His face kind of swells just a little bit, not super noticeable probably to most people, and just doesn't feel great. So he really stays away from gluten unless it's some, you know, if we're going out for someone's having pizza or whatever, he might have that. We make our own. They have cauliflower toast and cauliflower pizza crust at Trader Joe's, like authentic, not the ones in the, if you read the ones in most sections of the grocery store, you'll see that they're made with potato and have high carbohydrates. So you do have to really know when you're reading a label that says cauliflower pasta or cauliflower pizza, most of the time it's not. So you have to be pretty good about reading labels, and we teach you how to do that in the program. So anyway, it's just kind of an interesting story that he didn't even know he was gluten sensitive. He just thought he always needed that cup of coffee in the afternoon to keep going. Like, he didn't realize having bread with his sandwich or having, you know, some sort of bread product or cereal for breakfast or oatmeal or whatever was partly why he was kind of lethargic and not, just didn't have as much energy as he used to when he was younger. He was just kind of blaming it on age, really. So it was kind of an interesting discovery for him. So that's kind of what I've noticed in this program, is people learn things that they just wouldn't have otherwise figured out. So I think there's a lot of good reasons to try to eat more of an anti-inflammatory way, and just to feel better is really kind of my motivation. And for me, I want to keep my cholesterol low and in check, because genetically speaking, I continue to always kind of be on the border, and eating this way and having enough of the omegas on board. And it just has helped me so far stay off a statin, when really that's kind of in my genetics. So those are sort of my motivations there, and just feeling the energy and feeling better and more focused. That is it for today, everybody. I hope that was helpful with 10 plus natural ways to decrease inflammation. And if you want to sign up for our next 8-week program, we do it quarterly. And this year, we're going to have our overview first Zoom call on February 21st, Monday evening. It will be free, of course. Go over the whole what is involved with this 8-week wellness weight loss program. And then you can decide from there if you want to commit or not. So email info@penrosept.com. So info@penrosept.com if you would like more information. And then eventually we'll have a sign up link to register for the call. And it'll be a Zoom call. And then going forward, we do weekly Zoom meetings or coaching calls as a group. And then during the week, you'll be texting back and forth with me and my staff to give us updates and questions and that kind of thing. So lots of support in this adventure. So again, I'm very grateful for all of you, and I'm committed to your health. If we can help in any way, please feel free to reach out to us. Penrose Physical Therapy. Our website is penrosept.com. Phone number is 360-456-1444. And we are happy to help. And until next time, stay healthy.
Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, brought to you by Penrose and Associates Physical Therapy. If you want some free tips to implement right away on various problems like knee pain, back pain, running injuries, and many more issues, then jump on over to penrosept.com and download the free report that fits your needs. You will receive helpful tips right away and have the choice to email in for further questions and set up a free phone consultation. You can reach us at 360-456-1444 and info@penrosept.com. You can stay connected with us at stayhealthysouthsound.com and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast.